Dave, thanks for the time. I know how busy it is for you guys these days. Let's get into it. Where would you like to start with the many issues we're going to be talking about today?
Yeah, Dan, thanks for having me on today. Hey, there's three things I'd like to touch on if we have time. One, I'd like to just double back on that utilities story about the pricing at utilities. Two, touch on a town hall I'm hosting on this upcoming Tuesday. And three, we can discuss the Tabor retention.
Absolutely. Well, we talked with utilities today and about the base rate increase of about, you know, just a few dollars. Where are we standing right now with city council? And you happen to be leading that discussion these days on what that's all about, right?
I'm the chair of the utilities board, and city council also serves as our Colorado Springs utilities board. And there was a story, a front page article in the Gazette last week about how utilities rates were going up in a few months. But that was just a misunderstanding with the reporter. And we expect rates, if anything, to go down a little bit this year. We do one more cost adjustment this year. We right now, you know, the projection is to increase rates.
And you cut out just for a brief moment, and if you could just back up and say what you just mentioned so we can get it on the air.
You bet. So what we expect is actually a small rate decrease this year in electric and gas. And then at the beginning of next year, 2024, there is that increase in a portion of your rates, but overall the rates will still be lower than they were in January of 2023.
And I think it would be better right now if we could just if we could have you hang up, because you were cutting in and out. I think this is very important for our listeners. So if Dave, if you wouldn't mind, if you just hang up and then call right back, because you got a bad cell tower. And I really want to get you on and so we can explain exactly what you were just saying, because I want to get it all on the air. So if you can just hang up and then literally call right back so we can get on a different, you know how those cell phones are. As we wait, go ahead and hang up, and we'll take you on right now after you hang up and call right back. So, those cell towers sometimes wreak havoc. Justin, are we ready to get Dave? There he goes. Dave's calling right now because we had a little bit of a problem with that cell phone reception. And that's the beauty of live radio. As a matter of fact, we're the only live radio news program from 4 to 7, Monday through Friday here in Colorado Springs. Nobody else is live. And so we have it all right here for you on KRDO's Afternoon News. Dave, are you back with us?
I am.
Oh, much better. Much better. Okay. All right. So go ahead and back up. So tell us exactly. It was a front page headline at the Gazette, and a lot of people were going crazy over this, right?
So what I was saying is that there was that headline story on the Gazette, and disappointing for me because we worked really hard at utilities and I'm the chair of the utilities board to keep our ratepayers, our citizens' rates low. And the truth is, this year there is one more what they call cost adjustment for electric and gas, but we expect it to actually go down slightly this year, and when the one time we adjust it. And then at the start of 24, there is one portion of the rate will get adjusted up, but the total rate, which is what people really care about, you care about your bill, like how much am I paying for electric and gas, will be lower than it was in 23. In January of 23. So really it's very good news for ratepayers, for customers. We are not having a rate increase this year, and even next year it's going to be lower.
Okay, that's very good. Now I do want to get what your town hall is going to be as well. What time does it happen? Where's it going to be at on Tuesday? Yeah.
So this is Tuesday, August 29th, next Tuesday. It's at Fire Station 18, which is at 6830 Hadler View, which is near the intersection of Vindicator and Centennial. And it starts at 5:30 and will go till 7. I'll have Corey Farkas with me, who is from, he's like the head guy for roads, for actually paving the roads, making the roads. And I'm going to ask him to talk about, hey, how do we rate roads in Colorado Springs? How do we determine which road gets repaved? And I know that's a very, you know, that's a bread and butter question for citizens. You know, they're real concerned about roads. So he'll talk maybe for the first half hour, and then after that it'll be questions for me.
Excellent, as always. And if you missed all that information on where the meeting will be taking place, you can catch it on our podcast. You can go back to KRDO.com and listen for the date and time for that town hall meeting. Dave, thanks for the time. Sorry about the cell phone trouble, but we'll look forward to visiting with you next time on our next monthly visit.
All right. Hey, thank you, Dan.
It is our pleasure.